Second parak of Kedushin, Mishnah, Yud, 10th Mishnah, we're talking about Kedushin with various things which have limited use or also to be used. So, Makadish v'Trumos. The person is Makadish, a woman, and gives her Truma, which all can be eaten only by Kohanim, of a Maisus, which is supposed to be given to the Levi, or brought to Yerushalayim, or Matonos. That it's royal lechayim v'keva, certain parts of the foreleg, cheek, and stomach of an animal which is shefted by a Jew, which belongs to the kohen. Mechatas, that's a water that has the ashes of the burnt paraduma, which ube'efachatas, or with the ashes of the paraduma. All these things, they have specific uses, but they belong to the person. Harezim kodeshes afilu Yisrael. The kedushin takes effect afilu Yisrael. Kamovan, the wife has to know that this is what it is. Because that we learned before, that if she thinks it's regular food and ends up to be ma'ase sheni, that's considered mekach toif, because it has less, has limitations which she wasn't aware of. The case of Trumas or Maisres has a certain chiddush in it. Why? Because if I'm a Yisrael and I'm a Mafish Trumas and Maisres, it doesn't belong to me. So how could it be Mafish if something that doesn't belong to me? So it's a discussion of Maisres. Where I do have something in it which is called Toivus HaNoah. I have the right to decide which coin to give it to, which is also worth something. And this is a Machlokes, whether we say Toivus HaNoah is Momen or not. If you hold Toivus HaNoah is Momen, then you'll be able to Mekadosh with the fact that you're giving her the right now to give to whoever she wants, which is worth something. But if you hold Toivus HaNoah is Lav Momen, and the Maisa, this way we pass in respect to this halacha, is that in such a case, it would not be Mekadosh, since the Trumas Maisa does not belong to the person. But there is a way that Trumas Maisa can belong to a Yisrael. How? His grandfather was a Kohen, and he is the son of the daughter of the Kohen. The Kohen didn't have any sons, and he died, so his daughter inherited him, and his mother died, or she was already dead, and he inherits his mother. So the bottom line is, he inherited this Truma, so now it belongs to him. It's not just something that he has to give to somebody else. Since it belongs to him, he could be Mekadosh with it.